Activists from environmental and human rights groups rallied last week near the New York courthouse, where a trial of Shell Oil on allegations of complicity in torture, wrongful deaths, and other human rights abuses in Nigeria is to take place. Steve Kretzman of Oil Change International summed up the plaintiff's view.
This was a case where a multinational corporation had completely conspired with the military government to silence peaceful opposition.
The late writer and poet Ken Sarawiwa was the leader of that peaceful movement, founded in 1990 to fight alleged oil company exploitation and pollution in the Niger Delta. The movement charged that the ethnic Ogoni people's lands were being poisoned by oil spills and gas flaring, the practice of burning off byproducts of oil extraction. And the group said the people were not getting a share of the oil wealth. Sarawiwa's movement urged nonviolent action.
In recovering the money that has been stolen from us, I do not want any blood spilt, not of an Ogoni man, not of any strangers amongst us. We are going to demand our rights peacefully, non-violently, and we shall win.
Sarawiwa's movement remained peaceful despite government repression. But in 1995, he and eight others were executed after trial by a military tribunal on charges of murdering four other Ogoni leaders. According to the lawsuit filed by Earth Rights International and the Center for Constitutional Rights, Shell Oil encouraged and funded Nigeria's military government to imprison the activists. Ken Sarawiwa's son, Ken Sarawiwa Jr., is one of the plaintiffs.
We feel their fingerprints are all over the tortures, the murders, the extrajudicial executions of Ogoni people between 1993 and 1996.
Shell Oil officials refused to be interviewed, but have said the allegations are entirely false. Jonathan Drimmer is an attorney who advises multinational corporations. He says a large settlement by Shell would represent victory for the activist groups who filed the case in a U.S. federal court, because it would fund many similar new lawsuits.
Each one of these cases that actually gets to this stage, right up to the door of trial, are important cases. They're important in demonstrating that these types of issues, human rights violations, can indeed make it through a judicial system and be heard.
International outrage over the execution of Ken Sarawiwa and the other men helped lead to the fall of Nigeria's military government. But according to environmentalists and human rights leaders, environmental abuses, particularly toxic gas flaring, are still continuing.
If you drive through the Niger Delta, if you walk through villages, you'll find communities who live beside these enormous flames which burn 24 hours.
Ben Amunwa is with a group called Remember Sarawiwa, which is pressing for an end to gas flaring.
It's a cocktail of toxins released when Shell and other oil companies burn gas like this. Toxins like benzene have been seeping into the water supply, have been ruining crops and causing cancer amongst local communities for many years.
The case is not expected to move ahead until mid-June at the earliest. Barring a settlement, observers say the plaintiffs will likely next seek to persuade the judge to include another defendant, the subsidiary company Shell Nigeria. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.